It's just totally blown all expectations and hopes out of the water.
Longtime Denali area innkeeper and guide Kurt Martakis says he drives his Chevy Bolt EV year-round.
Been driving this thing for 3 years, three winters, including this last one. We don't have a garage for it. It's outside in the cold all the time, and it is by far our number one vehicle to drive.
Martakis says he powers the car for much of the year with solar energy he collects at home. He says he loves the car's exhaust-free and nearly silent ride.
Until you start driving electric, you really don't realize how much background noise there is and how it stresses you out.
Looks like a normal vehicle, it drives like a normal vehicle, but it's quiet.
Like Martakis, Arvid Weflin of Fairbanks also has a Chevy Bolt he powers with his own solar farm. But Weflin says even if he's charging it with utility power, the EV is a money saver.
My average is about 4 miles per kilowatt hour. So if a kilowatt hour of electricity costs 23 cents here in Fairbanks, it's costing me about 6 cents, almost 6 cents a mile to drive it. I figure even in the coldest weather, it's less than half of what it would cost to drive with gas.
Like all electric cars, the Chevy Bolt isn't cheap, starting in the mid-30s. But Weflin notes one other factor to consider.
The maintenance on it. There really is no maintenance.
Weflin and Martakis say the Bolt gets over 300 miles on a charge during the summer and around 120 in the winter, with the drop-off mostly due to the vehicle's interior electric heater, which both say provides immediate hot air with no need for engine warm-up. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.